Simon Peter the fisherman was fed up. He had worked all night, but he hadn't caught anything. He sat on the shore washing his nets. Suddenly Simon Peter heard the sound of many voices. He looked up and saw Jesus walking toward him. A crowd of people pushed and jostled. Everyone wanted to see Jesus. "Simon," called Jesus, "will you take me out in your boat? Take me out a little way so I can talk to the people. Then everyone will be able to hear me."
"I can do that," replied Simon Peter. "Jump in."
Simon rowed out a little way. Jesus sat in the boat and taught the crowd. Jesus was a wonderful teacher. When Jesus had finished teaching, he turned to Simon Peter and said, "Row out a little further into the deep. Then you and your friends can let down your nets."
"Teacher," Simon replied, "we've been fishing all night and haven't caught anything. But I will do what you ask."
So Simon rowed out and let down the nets.
To Simon's astonishment, the fishermen began to catch fish, loads of fish, the biggest catch of fish that Simon had ever seen in his life. The nets began to break. Simon Peter called to his friends, James and John, to help pull in the nets. What an enormous catch of fish it was. None of the fishermen had ever seen so many fish. Everyone was amazed. Simon thought about all the times he had not followed God's ways. "I don't deserve to have all these fish," he thought. "I shouldn't even be with Jesus."
"You should leave me," Peter said to Jesus. "I haven't always done the right thing."
Jesus smiled. "Don't be afraid," he said to Peter. "Come and help me with my work. From now on, you'll be catching people with God's grace." Simon Peter, James, and John pulled their boats onto the beach, left everything, and followed Jesus. A few days later, Jesus met a tax collector named Levi sitting in his office. Jesus said to him, "Follow me." Levi jumped up, left his office, and followed Jesus. Jesus called the fisherman and the tax collector to be his disciples. Soon Jesus called other men, including Bartholomew, Thomas, Judas, Philip, and Andrew to follow him. Jesus also called women, Joanna, Susanna, and Mary Magdalene, among others. They followed, watched, and listened. Eventually they learned how to teach about God's love and help others as Jesus did. They were ordinary people who learned to do extraordinary things. God's grace was on the move.